ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ममापि अनुग्रहं कृष्ण कर्तुं अर्हसि अशेषदृक् गोविन्द नियता एष पिता ते पितृवत्सलः। ममापि अनुग्रहं कृष्ण ममापि अनुग्रहं कृष्ण कर्तुम् अर्हसि अशेषद्रे कर्तुम् अर्हसि अशेषद्रे गोविन्द नियतामेष गोविन्द नियतामेष पिता ते पितृवत्सलः पिता ते पितृवत्सलः। ममापि अनुग्रहं कृष्ण कर्तुम् अर्हसि अशेषद्रे गोविन्द नियतां एष पिता ते पितृवत्सलः। ममापि अनुग्रहं कर्म कृष्ण कर्तुम् अर्हसि अशेषद्रे गोविन्द नियतामेष पिता ते पितृवत्सला। ममापि अनुग्रहं कृष्ण कर्तुम् अर्हसि अशेषदृक् गोविन्द नियतामेष पिता ते पितृवत्सला। कृष्ण कर्तुम् अर्हसि अशेषदृक् गोविन्द नियतामेष पिता ते पितृवत्सला। मापि अनुग्रहं कृष्ण कर्तुम् अर्हसि अशेषदृ गोविन्द नियतामेष पिता ते पितृवत्सला। कृष्ण कर्तुम् अर्हसि अशेषदृ पिता ते पितृवत्सला। माताजी मम तुमी अपि इवन अनुग्रहं मर्सी कृष्ण ओ लॉर्ड कृष्ण कर्तुम् अर्हसि प्लीज डू अशेष ऑफ एवरीथिंग दृक् ओ यू हू सी गोविंद ओ गोविंद नियतां मे ही बी टेकन अशेषः दिस पिता फादर ते योर पितृवत्सला ओ यू हु आर मोस्ट अफेक्शनेट टू योर पेरेंट्स। ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पट बाय डिसाइपल्स ऑफ हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद। ओ कृष्ण O seer of everything, please give your mercy even to me. O Govinda, you are most affectionate to your father. Please take him home. There is no purport, so we'll go to the next verse. Shri Shuka Uvacha. Evam prasaditaha Krishna Bhagavan Ishvareshvaraha Adayagat Svapitaram Bandhinam Chavahan Mudam. Sukadeva Goswami said, thus satisfied by Lord Varuna, Shri Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord of Lords, took his father and returned home, where their relatives were overjoyed to see them. Purport. In this pastime, Lord Krishna gives a sublime demonstration of his position as a Supreme Lord of all Lords. Varuna, the demigod of seas, is most powerful, yet he was happy to worship even Lord Krishna's father. What to speak of Krishna himself? Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guruho Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gauratvishe Namaha Vanchakalpataru Bhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyae Vacha Paditanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabho Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Sarva Shastravdi Piyushaha Sarva Vedeka Satphala Sarva Siddhanta Ratanadya Sarva Loka Eka Drikpada Sarva Bhagavata Prana Shriman Bhagavata Prabho Kali Dhanto Ditaditya Shri Krishna Parivartita Paramananda Pathaya Prema Varshaksharayate Sarvada Sarva Sevyaya Shri Krishnaya Namostute Madekabandho Matsangi Manguro Man Mahadhana Madanistarag Madabhagya Madanando Namostute Asadhu Sadhu Tadayin Atinichichotaraka Hanamuncha Kadachin Maam Premnadita Kanthayospuraha. Hare Krishna. Today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 28, Text 8 and Text 9. Chapter entitled, Krishna Rescues Nanda Maharaj. So, I'd like to take blessings from all the assembled Vaishnavas and especially all the seniors, that although thoroughly unqualified, I have to speak on such a lofty subject. So please for my purification. I'd like to speak something. So today's verse, the text 8, is very, very important and symbolic from the point of view that Varuna is praying in a very, very humble mood to Krishna as he is taking Varuna, as he is taking Nanda Maharaj back to Braja. He makes Krishna stop and he is bowing down at the lotus feet of Krishna and saying that, please, O seer of everything, you know everything, what is right, what is wrong, please give me also your mercy, just as you are merciful and affectionate to your father, please be merciful to me also. Srila Jiva Goswami and Sri Kavi Karnapur, they mention very nicely the whole pastime in their treatise, like the Gopala Champu and Ananda Vrindavan Champu. But the whole pastime is mentioned in amazing details. If you read these different scriptures, we'll understand that whatever Shukdev Goswami has not emphasized on, they have emphasized. And whatever Jiva Goswami has not emphasized on, you know, Kavi Karnapur has emphasized. So it's like, if you make a comprehensive study, you'll get the entire pastime so nicely. So here, in the scriptures, is a beautiful mention of how Nanda Maharaj is very, very grateful to Lord Narayan. As after praying to Lord Narayan, he thought that he got Krishna as his beautiful son. So he made sure that whatever Ekadashi vow he follows it to the perfection. And because that particular Ekadashi, the time span of that Ekadashi was very short, so the Paran timings were very early. So although Nanda Maharaj entered the waters at a particular inauspicious time, but according to proper calculation, it was a proper time. And in that time, as Nanda Maharaj entered the water, the scriptures mention that he was wearing proper robes which were meant for breaking the vow. And as he entered, he started meditating on Lord Narayan and on his son, that how fortunate I am to get this son. And as he was meditating, he went into samadhi. So when some unintelligent servants of Varuna saw, and they could not understand the higher aspects of calculation, they just went and they abducted Nanda Maharaj in the same very state. And as they got him to Varuna Loka, Varunadev, when he saw that Nanda Maharaj has been brought here, was frightened. He recognized Nanda Maharaj, who was wearing a beautiful lotus garland. And looking at that, he was breaking his vow. He placed Nanda Maharaj in a beautiful bed because he was in samadhi. And he understood that Krishna will never be in separation from his father. So definitely, I have to wait because he will come. So he stood at the entrance. On the banks, when the other cowherdmen saw Nanda Maharaj disappearing in the water, and helplessly they could not do anything, they approached Krishna and Balaram. They informed them that some men have abducted your father. So please do something. And Krishna and Balaram, without a delay, Krishna said, I won't come here until another mother comes back. So definitely she'll be fainting. So please, only you can take care of her. So you be here and I will go. It is mentioned, Varuna Loka was exactly below the waters of Yamuna in a cavern. A cavern is a large cave, just exactly below Yamuna. So Krishna, just as whenever he has to begin a leela, he tightens his waist belt So he tightened his waist belt and jumped in Yamuna. And right, you know, Gopal Jamo mentions how it's a small hole. You know, the planet is called very insignificant, small hole. And he entered the hole. And he entered in a very angry mood. His eyes were red. And just as he entered, he shouted, "Where is that Varuna?" in a rumbling voice which resembled a thunderous cloud. So when he shouted, Varun Dev very readily came in front of Lord Krishna and said, "I am your servant. What is your order for me?" He said, "Please take me to my father at once. I want to take darshan of his lotus feet. Take me at once." He said, "Looking at your insignificant followers, I think punishing them will be below any punisher's prowess. So, I don't want to punish them, but just take me to my father." So, Varun Dev, without any delay, he took Lord Krishna. And as he was taking him towards Nanda Maharaj, the path, he put his cloth so that Krishna can walk on the cloth. And as Nanda Maharaj, as Varun Dev entered with Lord Krishna in the chamber, because Nanda Maharaj was still in Samadhi, but just by sensing the fragrance of Krishna's body, Nanda Maharaj woke up from his Samadhi. And because his eyes was full of tears, he thought that still he is dreaming. And he couldn't understand what has happened. At that time, Lord Krishna went near Nanda Maharaj and told him about what has happened. "You are under confinement, my dear father." So he said, he was wondering, confinement? Where? And who are all these people? So at that time, Varun Dev was ready with all the worship paraphernalia. Because this was the most wonderful chance he would ever get to worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead and his devotee. So, Lord Krishna told Nanda Maharaj, "Don't worry anything. Let us leave for Vraja." And just as they were leaving, they waited for a moment. And Varun Dev took that opportunity and came forward and offered very beautiful prayers. He offered Argya and other worshipable items to the lotus feet of Krishna. And then he started praying to Lord Krishna. He called Lord Krishna as, "You are the Garbharatna. You are the jewel of Devaki's womb. And you have descended to relieve the Ratna Garbha." Ratna Garbha is earth, the treasure house of all the jewels. And then he said, "Just as your lotus, the dust of a lotus feet has graced my house and my head, your Raja has reduced my Rajas. Your Raja has reduced my, and because of being proud of owner of this insignificant water body, I have been always covered by your illusory potency. So please, O Lord, uncover this illusory potency and show your mercy to me. And my followers, they think they are clever, but they have no intelligence at all. So please forgive them also. And my Lord, you are so merciful that you have yourself come. By your darshan, my entire family, my dynasty, all my residents, all the residents of this entire loka are purified. Because I am your servant and you are my Lord. Isn't this your own residence, O Lord? By your darshan, everything gets purified. And my Lord, I could understand that as you will definitely come, I could have got your father. But how could I miss this opportunity of seeing you face to face in my own residence? The darshan, the desire for darshan is so strong that just if somebody has that desire, It has to be fulfilled. Jiva Goswami mentions that just as Krishna was entering the waters of Yamuna, at that time, Krishna had this feeling of attraction towards Varun Dev. And Jiva Goswami mentions, we don't know how, why, because he has already committed some offense. But still, he felt very attracted towards Varun Dev. And as he entered, he gave darshan to Varun Dev. So here Varun Dev is mentioning that the desire to see is so strong that somehow that you fulfill that. Just like in Chaitanya Charitamrita, there is a verse by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami which says that Krishna sahi purna kare jai mange bhritya. Bhritya vancha purti vina nahi anya kritya. There is no other work for the Lord other than to fulfill the desires of His pure devotees. So here Varuna had the desire to see the Lord face to face. And Krishna arranged that to this beautiful pastime. So just as Lord Krishna was leaving, Varun Dev with his servant, those servants which had got Varun Dev, Nanda Maharaj to Varun Loka, he said, you also go with them and escort them till the banks and please carry precious gifts also. And as they walked, of course, I missed one point. The verse 8, where he says that because my followers have done this mistake, I am also eligible for punishment. And because I have created an offense, please do something. Either punish me or show me your mercy. Because without punishment or without mercy, the offense will not be mitigated. Do not neglect me. You know, you just come and you're leaving. You know, do something. Either punish me severely or show me your mercy. So, you know, a very important point from the point of view of Vaishnava Parada that until unless the one who is offended punishes or shows mercy or shows favor or shows a favorable disposition towards the offender, the offense is not mitigated. Here, in Srimad Bhagavatam, we see how as Daksha, Prajapati Daksha, did the offense towards Lord Shiva. But because with full heart, he didn't appease Lord Shiva, the residues of the offense still continued. And although his head was cut, he was humbled, he got a head of the goat. But in next life, because of the residue of that offense being continued, he again offended Narad Muni. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, we have the instance of Gopala Chapal, who does offense against Shivas Thakur. He offends Shivas Thakur by calling him names and criticizing him for not allowing him into the intimate pastimes of Lord Chaitanya. And because of criticizing Lord Shivas Thakur, he gets leprosy. And in that condition of leprosy, he is suffering a lot. And once when he meets Lord Chaitanya, he begs him that please show some mercy to me. So that time he said that if you favor a devotee, very soon you will be relieved. So it is said that when once the kirtan of Lord Chaitanya, when Vakreshwar Pandit in his frenzy of dancing, as he was dancing and he was just about to fall, at that time Gopal Chapal holds him and supports him and cares for him. That is the time Lord Chaitanya shows mercy to Gopala Chapal. And that Gopala Chapal turned out to be Devaki Nandana Das, who has written that famous poem which shows so much humility and so much respect against Vaishnavas. That there's a beautiful statement in that poem which says, I offer my respectful obeisances to the present Vaishnavas, to the past Vaishnavas, and to the Vaishnavas in the womb, and to the Vaishnavas who will come. You know, no, it's like, you know, doodh ka jala chhaas bhi phuk phuk ke peeta hai. So I said, no offense against anyone. Please accept my respectful obeisances. All of you. You are all fit to sit on my head. Your lotus feet has to be placed on my head. Please forgive me of all my offenses. So here, as Varun Dev is saying, that, you know, you are so compassionate towards the father. Please show some mercy to me also. Either punish me or either show mercy to me. Please do something. Because he understood that, you know, if the Lord, if you commit offense against the Lord and his devotee, the offense is against both here. So it is very grievous offense. So here he is showing his mercy, showing his very, very humble demeanor, and Lord Krishna is very, very pleased. You know, he just does not leave like that. He turns toward Varun Dev, who offers him a lot of jewels from the sea, and says that, I don't need these jewels. Just because, you know, you wanted my darshan, I have come. And now that I have come here, this is also my residence. So, be at ease. I shall very soon leave, because there are devotees waiting outside for me. And just as they come out, it is said that there was tumultuous celebration as all the Vrajvasis saw Nanda Maharaj coming out of the water with Krishna. There was amazing celebration that started. Krishna had to go and revive Mother Yashoda, who had fainted, by his touch, and told her everything is good. Nanda Maharaj has come back. And Balram knew everything, what must have happened. But still he asked, what has happened, please tell me. And then the whole narration is given. And then the cooing of cows, the mantras started, the people started chattering. And all the Vrajvasis started dancing and singing. So it was like the festival is going on and suddenly a pause happened. After some time, Krishna came and released the pause. Again it started. So whatever happens in Vraja, in the land of Vrindavan, is just by the orchestration of Krishna's supreme will. So here we see how, as Nanda Maharaj is beautifully entering the waters and is rescued back by Lord Krishna, he gave mercy to Varun Dev as well as showed his merciful nature to the Vrajavasis also. In the future verses we'll see how the description goes and how Lord Krishna shows the entire Brahma Jyoti to the Vrajavasis. Thank you very much. I have only this much to say. Any comments or questions? Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki? Question.
Prabhuji, as you were explaining about Nanda Maharaja's arrest, there were other cowherd men also who were taking bath with Nanda Maharaj. So is there any mention in all the scriptures about, means Nanda Maharaj was caught, but other cowherd men were not caught by Varuna's servant. So what is the reason? Is that he was knowing that this is Nanda Maharaj or leader of the group? So leader ko catch karo phir.
Probably it looks that because Nanda Maharaj and Samadhi is not mentioned in, like, the scriptures I read, there was no mention of the cowherd men also going there. It was only Nanda Maharaj going, being picked by the Varun, the servants of Varuna. So it just seems that Nanda Maharaj must have gone much more ahead than the cowherd men, because he was in deep trance. So the deep trance is mentioned by Gopal Champu. So I have no other comment. Thank you. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Yutaya Gaura Premanande, Anantakodi Vaishnava Vrinda ki.